Hey there, Affiliate Marketing Millionaire podcast listeners. So this week's episode actually has heavy visuals and a diagram that is really important. So for the best experience, I do suggest you go over to YouTube after listening to the episode or before. You can see that in the podcast description notes, or you can also just search up on YouTube, ODI Productions, and it should be the latest video, which is copy my $1 million affiliate marketing strategy. So hope you enjoy this and on to the episode. In this video, I'm going to share something I've never revealed publicly, which is my $1 million evergreen affiliate framework. In today's video, we're going to go over three non-obvious reasons why 99% of people fail with affiliate marketing. Then I'm going to reveal my entire $1 million evergreen affiliate marketing framework from start to finish that I use for every single one of my sites. And lastly, why YouTube is the future of affiliate marketing. And yes, you can do faceless. I've personally done it myself. If you're watching this video right now, chances are you probably love the idea of affiliate marketing as a passive income stream that can separate your time from money. It's a vehicle that can grant you the time, location, and financial freedom, and not having to create any of your own products or deal with headaches, clients, or customer support. But chances are you are struggling with information overload and analysis paralysis from watching hundreds of YouTube videos. Or maybe you've tried a few things, but it's left you with zero traction, momentum, or sales. Or maybe you're struggling with the consistency needed on a weekly basis in order to really build a sustainable business. Or perhaps some of the methods that people are teaching online don't align with your values and it feels more like MLM or network marketing. So all of this leads to maybe not even taking that first step, even after years of being curious and learning, or wasting more hours on YouTube and Reddit, hoping that the next video will magically build your business for you. And ultimately another day, perhaps another year of zero measurable progress towards your goals. So let me let you in on the first secret, which is that 80% of affiliate marketing can only be learned through doing. There's too much nuance and real skills required to magically absorb through mindlessly consuming a YouTube video or podcast. It's just not going to transfer over. So putting something from theory to practice and making it muscle memory, it takes a lot of time and effort. So a trivial example is baking a pizza from a YouTube recipe. So I actually tried this myself. There's an amazing video by Adam Ragusa, who's the chef, and he's been working on this pizza recipe from home for like 10 years. And I watched the video a few times until I gained the confidence to go try and make the pizza myself. So I go out to the store, I get the ingredients, and when I go to make the pizza, the thing that I realize when I'm trying to transfer the pizza over to the hot pizza stone, I realize this is a much harder task and he makes it look easy. So what happens is I ended up messing up my first pizza. It just folds over like a taco and I completely mess up the execution. And that actually happened a couple times when I was making my first few pizzas and they just didn't come out right. So it took at least 5 or 6 tries before I had something that even remotely resembled what the video had. All right, so before we dive into the three non-obvious reasons why 99% of people fail with affiliate marketing, for those who are new to my channel, you haven't heard about me, my name is ODI Productions. I run one of the largest YouTube channels about affiliate marketing, currently sitting at 280,000 subscribers. I'm also the host of a top 50 entrepreneurship podcast called Affiliate Marketing Millionaire. In addition to that, I've earned over 7 figures in affiliate commissions. So just going to show some of that on the screen here and just going to basically go through that. And here's a third affiliate product here showing earning up to $3,000 per week. And this dates back to 2017. And I have a page here with people leaving nice testimonials, which you can pause to read if you want, but I'm not going to read all of these. All right, so I wanted to get together three non-obvious reasons why 99% fail, and I want to present this in a new light, maybe in a way that hasn't been described before. So the first one is you don't understand the power law and how it applies to affiliate marketing specifically. Second, you're using short-term back-to-zero methods that don't align with your long-term goal. And the third reason is you don't have a positive feedback loop and you quit before getting to exit velocity. So let's dive into the first reason. On this page, we have two distributions. We have the normal distribution on the left, which looks like the bell curve. And then on the right, we have the power law distribution, which looks more like an exponential J curve. So typically, if you've heard of the 80-20 Pareto principle, that exemplifies the power law, which is essentially that the top 20% gets 80% of the resources or results. So just to hammer home this point about how the power law applies to something like affiliate marketing or any online business, let me hit you with some facts. So the first one is that only 0.003% of YouTube channels reach over 100,000 subscribers. That's 321,000 channels out of 113 million. 90% of podcasts don't get past publishing the first three episodes. So this is not even a results-based statistic. This is just effort-based. They don't get past three episodes. Only 3% of day traders are consistently profitable over time. And 90% of VC-backed startups don't have a substantial return or return any of the money that was invested at all. Mind you, these VCs are full of some of the smartest people in Silicon Valley, and even then, they only hit 1 out of 10 times. So applying this to affiliate marketing, in my experience, what I've seen is typically only 1 or 2 blog posts or YouTube videos will outperform the other 8 or 9. So that's the power law in effect locally to your own business. So the more content you throw out into the world, the more chances you have of going viral. And here's a stat, there's only one YouTube channel for every 16.8 websites. And how many people are doing both successfully? So just to get concrete here, some of the 20% that actually produces 80% of the results for affiliate marketing is first choosing a profitable niche and micro niching down. A mistake that beginners make is they don't niche down far enough, so they end up being too broad. And when they're too broad, they just cannot compete because they do not stand out from the noise of all the competition. Next, having really great keyword research and a data-driven approach is something that a lot of people are missing. Learning to create high-quality content, this is something that you will only learn over time. Getting personalized feedback and implementing that feedback is something that not nearly enough people are doing. And lastly, like I mentioned, doing both a website and YouTube SEO and combining those together, that's an essential part of the framework we'll talk about today that not enough people are doing. So a concrete example of the power law and using data to help you is to have access to a resource like researching what are the most profitable niches and what are the most profitable niches across hundreds or thousands of sites, because this data is extremely useful to help you make a decision on what's going to be a profitable path. So reason number two, which is short-term back to zero methods, which is something that I just coined and made up. So the truth is, you're probably overwhelmed by so many different people telling you so many different things that you don't even know which way is up anymore. But the fundamental truth is there's actually a limited number of ways to actually do affiliate marketing. Now, you can make an argument that there's nearly limitless amounts of profitable micro niches and keyword opportunities and things like that. But as far as promoting affiliate products, I only see there being two main methods. The first one is a short-term method. It's either running paid ads or posting Instagram reels or TikToks every day to a landing page to promote someone else's course or to generate a single affiliate sale where you end up with zero brand leverage, you don't have any repeat buyers, you have lower profit margins because you have to spend money for paid ads, and this is a business that you cannot exit and it cannot be sold. And if they're telling you that you can collect emails and you can build up your own email list, but you're selling their product and their brand, the people on your email list are not gonna know who you are. They're not in it for you. So when you go to email them again to try and get a repeat sale, they're not gonna remember you and they're just gonna unsubscribe. It's a dead list. Now, the second method is long-term. It's building a brand that gains tangible assets, authority, and leverage over time. It has repeat customers, you have access to multiple income streams because of this brand. And this is a business which, if you build it the right way, you can exit or sell one day profitably if you wish to do that. So these short-term back to zero methods don't align with your long-term goals of building passive income streams that grant true time freedom. Because if you're spending all day working on these ads or making all these Instagram reels, I mean, it's just a job. And in order to be truly passive, your method has to be evergreen to an extent. So SEO is an example of attracting warm traffic that has monthly search volume in the thousands for certain keywords, and they are looking for the product or the solution that you have to offer. So the customers are coming to you and they already have that intent. Whereas when you're posting on Instagram, they don't necessarily have intent. It's just cold traffic who's never heard of you before. And if you have a long-term goal of building a durable, sustainable online business that isn't starting over from scratch every single day, every single month, you have to start over and do the same thing over and over again, like Groundhog Day, then you need to be building something that over time, it continues to become more valuable and it gains momentum and it gains repeat customers and authority so that people look to you or your brand for opinions, because people buy from others that they know, like, or trust. Lastly, the ability to diversify to multiple income streams. If you were to do one of those short-term businesses where you're just running paid ads and you're trying to get a one-off sale, how are you supposed to ever get into like an advertising network if you want to run ads or make money from ad revenue? You simply don't have the brand or the asset that any advertising network is going to accept an application. Now, the third reason why 99% of people fail, in my opinion, is that they're not able to establish a positive feedback loop. So when it comes to starting out and you have that inertia of just no momentum and you're just trying to get something going, progress is everything. Momentum is everything. So you need feedback either from your data, let's say from Google Search Console or Google Analytics, or from other people if you don't have that much data on those platforms to know how to improve your business. Now, I'm going to showcase to you on the next slides the actual growth of my affiliate earnings. And most people think growth is linear when online, especially because of the power law, growth is exponential. And simply put, most people quit before reaching the exit velocity or that inflection point before things start to get exponential. Most people quit before their first sale. So just to illustrate this, my first affiliate business ever took 2 years to go from complete zero to $3,000 a month. But my second affiliate business shortly after only took 11 months to go from zero to $30,000 per month. So here I made a chart of all of my affiliate earnings in the first 2 years for affiliate business number one. And as you can see, in the first year, struggled to break past $500 per month. But in the second year, went from not breaking past $500 a month to breaking past $3,000 a month in a single year. And the reason for that was micro niching down. Now, in the second graph, which has both affiliate business number one and number two over the course of about 3 years from 2014 to 2017, you can actually see how small that those points from the first graph, which was $3,000 a month, it looks like nothing compared to affiliate business number two. Now, the only reason I was able to grow affiliate business number two this fast is because of all of the mistakes and the learnings that I had from the first affiliate business. I could just start and hit the ground running in a much more profitable niche and thus getting much more results that much faster. Okay, so now I'm going to show you my entire evergreen affiliate framework, and you're going to see a diagram here soon, but I just want to explain why does this method even work. So the first thing is it's a system with a data-driven approach that isn't as algorithm dependent as relying on something like social media alone. So it's hyper-focused on the 20% that generates 80% of the results. One example is warm SEO traffic, which is the number one channel for affiliate sales, versus cold traffic, which has a very low conversion rate. And lastly, this business as a whole increases in value over time and builds real, tangible assets like authority through your SEO content, an email list full of buyers, and the ability to diversify your income streams. All right, so here is the entire diagram of the $1 million evergreen affiliate framework. I'm going to go through this with you and explain everything. I know it's a little bit confusing at first glance, and trust me, I did try to make this as simplified as possible. There just is a lot of moving parts here, but what I want to do with this is I'm not trying to overwhelm you, and I just want to give you a bird's eye view so that you can have a better idea of what the long term looks like when it comes to building a real sustainable business. And basically, I want to point out the color coding on this. So everything that's either yellow or red are the things that I would personally actually do in the long run. It might not be all on one day. It might be over the course of a year, but I would do all these things. Now, the things in red are the things that I would actually focus on. I believe those are truly, truly the 20% that generates the 80% of results, especially today. And the things that are in gray are optional. So those are the other social media platforms, which I'll talk about. But basically, I would focus on doing everything that's either yellow or red, and especially focus on the red. So this chart goes from left to right. So let me just explain. What you want to start with is a really strong foundation. You need to have a profitable micro niche, and you need to focus on the EEAT, which is the experience, expertise, authority, and trustworthiness. Now, when it comes to a profitable micro niche, you're not going to know what your micro niche is on day one. I really recommend that you just start with one of the profitable broad niches and you stay more versatile as far as your brand, and then you find out through the data where you should niche down into eventually. And that's what I did with that first affiliate business. You saw that I struggled to break past $500 a month for a year. Once I micro niched down, that's when everything absolutely changed, and I was able to basically 6x my affiliate commissions in 1 year. So the next essential part of the foundation is having a really strong keyword research and video idea research for YouTube. I realize that this is a portion that if you get this wrong, and let's say you make the mistake of just writing about whatever you feel about, or let's say you want to make a video about whatever you're feeling, this is not a data-driven approach. If you want to get traffic and you don't have any sort of established following or social media or anything like that, you have to write about things that people are already searching, that already has search volume, and you are attracting them to you through SEO. And the last thing here that's not as important, but I still think is important, is having a strong brand. You know, choosing the proper domain, choosing a brand name that really reflects something of authority and that fits with your niche, it's just gonna make your life that much easier. If you choose a bad branding that doesn't really quite fit and people are confused by what your brand relates to, then it's gonna have a disconnect with your audience. All right, so moving on to the next phase, which is your content. And I would do both of these myself. I would do YouTube SEO content through long form YouTube videos. These are like 10 minute plus long YouTube videos. And I would also double that up with website SEO content through blogging. So this is a strategy I have actually been doing for 10 years now, and I've been doing successfully. And I really think is the X factor is doing both platforms. Like I mentioned earlier in this video, there's only one YouTube channel for every 16.8 websites. And I'll talk about why I think YouTube is the future of affiliate marketing next. But I would just basically do both, because the fraction of business owners, especially affiliates, who are doing both of these things and doing them successfully or doing them really, really well with good execution is probably, you know, a tiny, tiny percentage. So if you want to talk about power law, you have to be running towards the things that people are not willing to do. So essentially, it is doing more work, but you're going to be getting more results. And we'll talk about why YouTube's important. But the next phase is going to be your top of funnel traffic. So when people talk about the other social media platforms that are not the top two search engines in the world, which is Google search and YouTube search, that's why I focus on those as the core of this business, then we can start talking about the other ones. And the other three that I would focus on after I take care of the YouTube and the website content, which, you know, could be the same exact thing, I would focus on Pinterest. If your niche is related to Pinterest, like your niche is actually featured on there, I've had businesses where the niches are not really applicable to Pinterest, which is why I haven't put as much energy towards there. But Pinterest makes up like 70% of the organic traffic for some other really successful websites and blogs. So that's absolutely something I would invest into. And then the next two, which I would actually do myself, would be repurposing my YouTube and my website SEO content into YouTube Shorts and TikToks. Now, YouTube Shorts and TikTok have the same format. They're vertical video. They have the same video length. So I would literally chop up my YouTube long form content, that 10 minute video. I would break it down into probably like five YouTube Shorts shorts per long form content video, depending, you know, how much content I can squeeze out of it, I would just publish all of those shorts to both YouTube Shorts and TikTok. So the rest of the social media platforms we have here as optional in gray, and that's going to be your Instagram, your Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Quora, etc. So you can use these other social media platforms. I personally have not focused on them. I would try to do it to build authority, and if your niche is relevant on any of those other platforms, I would use those as top of funnel traffic, but I'm always trying to push them towards my longer form content and ideally my website. So that brings us to the fourth section of this framework, which is your website, and it's going to have a lead magnet. Now, a lead magnet is typically an incentive for somebody to sign up for your email list and also start that email autoresponder sequence. But in addition to that, the website over time, if you build this brand the right way and you're able to get consistent traffic, you can also add in multiple income streams like ad revenue, sponsorships. And this is something you can double up on with the YouTube channel. If you get to the requirements for the YouTube channel to run AdSense, so you can have AdSense both on YouTube and on your website. And then when it comes to brand sponsorships, chances are they're going to want to sponsor either just your YouTube channel or your website or both. Or maybe they also want to do an email blast with you and they'll pay for each of those separate sponsorships. Now, the last thing I want to mention here, which is a little too advanced, but I would also put a retargeting pixel on my website to start collecting that traffic that I could use in the future that is related to my niche. And a retargeting pixel, I would get one from either Google Pixel for Google Ads and for YouTube Ads, and I would also do a Facebook and Instagram ads pixel, which is the same thing. And maybe I would do a TikTok pixel, but you know, you don't really need that. You just need one of those. Now, the other 80-20 thing here for this fourth phase is getting the feedback and the data from your YouTube content, your website content, maybe from the other social medias, like how are things performing on Pinterest, YouTube Shorts, TikTok, Google Analytics. So this is where I would try to synthesize the data. I would look at everything that is working for me and I would double down. This is the step that really 10x my affiliate businesses, because when I looked at things, I realized that when you micro niche down, it just makes it so much clearer to your audience what your business or your brand is about. And it just resonates so much more than trying to be everything to everyone. You don't want to make that mistake, especially with how saturated things are. You really need to make sure that you find your micro niche and you really just want to double down there. So moving on to the fifth phase, which is the email autoresponder sequence for multiple affiliate sales for repeat customers and just have a higher conversion rate overall. So I debated putting this in red because for me, it's actually generated quite a bit of affiliate commissions and revenue. But I didn't want to do that because I thought that that would be too overwhelming. Honestly, the truth is I've had students who've been able to make a full-time living without even touching email marketing, but that's not to say that you shouldn't have it. To be honest, if you're going to focus on things, focus on your content first and building the brand, because you can just go all the way to a six-figure business just with a strong website alone, honestly. Now, when you do the website and the YouTube, that's again, double the ad revenue, double the affiliate sales, double the sponsorships. So I personally would do both of those as my path. And then I'd focus on, you know, analyzing the data and really focusing on what works. Now, in addition, in this fifth phase, you can introduce other products. So you can introduce digital products, consulting, coaching, white label products, maybe a paid community. You can expand your income streams. And I know this is an affiliate framework, but the truth is, if you're trying to build a durable business, you want to diversify your income streams as much as possible. And this is only possible when you have a brand that people trust. And the last phase. So in this sixth step, this is more for scaling. And the first thing I have here is targeted paid YouTube ads to your best performing YouTube content. So what's the beauty of having all of this data and this feedback that we get from whether it's Google Search Console, whether it's your YouTube Analytics, your Google Analytics? Basically, if you have a video that follows the power law, and you probably will, that's outperforming the other 9 videos, right? So that one video, it's basically whether it's gone viral, whether it's just responsible for generating pretty much 80% of your affiliate commissions, which you will find out that's probably the way it's gonna go, then what I like to do is reinvest the money from any of those sales or affiliate commissions, or even just from, let's say, my full-time job. I would put money into YouTube ads to push that YouTube video even further. So it's a way to guarantee views. Now, this is interesting because, you know, a lot of people, they're too much one way of, they only do SEO, they don't touch paid traffic, or vice versa. They love paid traffic, they always talk down on SEO, they say it's too slow, et cetera, et cetera. See, SEO has your highest intent customers. They're the people who are the warmest, they're the closest to a sale, and they're searching for your product or your solution already. But the truth is, SEO does take time and it is a skill. So getting the YouTube ads and investing it into the winners, and you already know it's the winner because of the data that you have, right? So you're simply just pouring gasoline on the fire to just speed that up even more and to blow it up even further. So the last two parts of the framework are, you can run retargeting ads with YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram to your lead magnet or to your other income streams like your digital products or services. So that is why retargeting pixels are important, because you know that these people who are visiting your website, they're interested in your niche. Retargeting is a way that you can target just those people who visited your website previously, so they're aware of your brand, you know they're in your niche, and you also don't even need to get them to sign up for your email list, because the percentage of people who sign up for the email list versus those that make up the retargeting, it's going to be just a small fraction who actually opt in. And lastly, you can invest into higher quality content. So I'm all about this reinvesting back into the business. So you start generating some sales, you should invest into better quality equipment, whether that's your camera equipment so you have better videos, whether it's hiring people to help you with editing, so maybe you can up that output from just one video per week to two videos per week. You get the idea. So next, we're gonna talk about why YouTube is the future of affiliate marketing. So let's start off with the fact that it's the number two search engine in the world. And this gives you a second chance to rank for every single keyword opportunity. So this is so crucial because YouTube videos appear on the same page of Google search results as all of those blogs that are writing about the same thing. And when I'm doing keyword research and I just see pages and pages and pages of blogs that have high domain authority, and I'm writing, you know, 2,000 words about this thing, I'm thinking to myself, if I just make a YouTube video, I have a chance to leapfrog every single one of these blog posts, because they're not taking the time and the energy to double up on the content and turn that blog post into a video. Now, the reason why the Evergreen framework works is because you get two chances to rank on the top two search engines in the world, and the YouTube can rank both on YouTube and on Google search. And there is actually a synergy happening between the YouTube videos that you embed into the blog post, because when somebody visits your website and they see the video, they may click the video and watch the entire thing, which is going to increase the engagement on your website. It's gonna increase the average duration that they're spending on each page, which is really good. And not to mention, if they don't know about your YouTube channel, they can see the video through there, and then they can click through to your channel, subscribe, engage further. Now, I honestly think video is a better medium for affiliate content especially, and also for advertising. So video, when it comes to, you know, either a software product or a physical product, people want to see these products in hand. They want to see how these products work. And if all you have is screenshots on a blog post, look, that can work and it's working today. But me as a consumer, I would actually like to see the product in action. I want to see it on the screen. And to me, that has been some of the most successful ways that I have generated affiliate sales. And as I discussed earlier, you basically just have less competition versus just having a website or a blog. So there's 113 million YouTube channels. There are 600 million blogs. So that's 5.3 blogs to one YouTube channel. But the truth is, you're not just competing with blogs when you're writing for your website, you're competing with every single website in existence that's writing about that same keyword. So there's 1.9 billion websites. That's pretty much one website for every four people. And that's 16.8 websites to one YouTube channel. So again, you want to talk about the power law. If you're one out of 16.8 that's doing something different, you're probably going to get some different results. Next, Google SEO can be a bit too unpredictable, especially as we've seen in recent weeks with the core updates and all the content you're seeing online. In my opinion, I think the YouTube algorithm is less unfair in the sense that if you're consistent and you're delivering high quality content, I do think that YouTube rewards smaller creators, especially today, where you'll see small channels blow up out of nowhere as long as the content is good. And you'll always see these comments like, I can't believe you're a small channel. I thought you had a million subscribers. And I think that's a testament to things. Whereas with Google SEO, you kind of need to play the game of building up your domain authority. And if not the domain authority, you do have a bit more luck involved, and things just can flip overnight a little bit too much. It's a little too volatile, if you ask me. Either way, there's just less competition than Google SEO simply because there's less YouTube channels than there are websites. And the thing about YouTube is you can do faceless. I've done it with my first two affiliate businesses to the tune of seven figures. And honestly, an underrated format for affiliate content that's faceless is how-to and tutorials. That's how I personally did it. And also with individual product reviews, of course. But I think it's actually easier today to do faceless YouTube than it was before, thanks to all this AI software with text-to-speech, with, you know, all of this AI video generation. It's easier today than it was back in the day. And the last point is you can double up your affiliate sales, your ad revenue, your sponsorships, in addition to your affiliate website and blog. And that's simply why I think doing both YouTube and the website is really a cheat code that has helped me. Even, you know, 10 years ago when I had started, I had already been doing this method, and YouTube really is the supercharger that just was the X factor for getting results faster. All right, that's all the time we have for today, but if you got value from this video and you want to see more videos and tutorials like this, please take a second to hit the thumbs up button and leave a comment down below. I appreciate any of your feedback. And also, I just want to make an announcement of what I've been working on. So my Passive Income Lifestyle one-on-one mentorship program was released 5 years ago, and I've been spending the last half year, 6 months, redoing the entire program from the ground up. So if you were in Passive Income Lifestyle, you just have access to these updates, and they're brand new for 2024. But basically, in the YouTube Affiliate Marketing Masterclass, I actually analyzed my best performing faceless YouTube videos that generated seven figures in commissions. And I talk about the five types of YouTube videos for affiliate marketing, how to get inspiration for viral YouTube ideas and perform competitor research. I share my recommended software, camera gear, filming tips for YouTube, how to edit videos, how to do YouTube SEO, my upload settings, and how to make thumbnails. And lastly, how to maximize your YouTube ad revenue to where I've generated over $10,000 a month just from YouTube AdSense alone. In addition to that, the mindset module was the favorite module that my students were saying from the original program. So I actually doubled down on this, and I created a mindset 2.0 where I have principles, frameworks, life hacks for success. I have my top 10 recommended books, and I added my best sleep ever masterclass from 3 years of tracking my sleep every single night with an Oura Ring. I have an entrepreneur nutrition exercise biohacking masterclass coming soon, and I also share my computer productivity, desk setup, and software from 8 years working from home. So in addition to all of that, the program has just been redone from the ground up to follow this new approach of learning by doing. If you want to learn about it, I'm going to put a link in the description. And if you're interested in joining the one-on-one coaching, you can also book a call. I'm looking for 20 students in this cohort to teach. So if you want to be part of the brand new Done From The Ground Up 2024 coaching, then you can go to the description below to find a link to book a call, and we can chat about it. By the way, our private Discord community filled with like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in affiliate marketing, SEO, blogging, and passive income is at 190 members now, which is just crazy. And we probably are going to have to raise the price once we hit 200 members in order to keep the quality up to par. So if you're interested in checking out the private Discord, you'll find information for how to sign up in the description below. I'm hanging out there every single day answering everyone's questions, and it's a great way to get actual tactical feedback on your business and your questions. So I hope you enjoyed this video. I wish you the best of luck on your online business, and I'll catch you in the next one.